This episode is brought to you by Vonage. With Vonage Voice API, you get comprehensive call analytics, virtual assistants, automated speech recognition, and text-to-speech benefits across multiple languages. Developers can add smart voice functionalities into your app, giving your customers an easier way to reach you. And you can start collecting real-time data to drive more meaningful engagement to move your business forward. Learn more at Vonage.com.
I'm Kurt Anderson, and this is the Studio 360 podcast. This is Ranky Tanky, who are a five-piece band that came to be just a few years ago in Charleston, South Carolina, building on the music of the regional Black Gullah culture. They're performing Freedom. That was Ranky Tanky playing their song Freedom. That was great. Has that appeared in a movie soundtrack yet?
Not yet.
We're waiting on that one. Maybe this will be the break we're looking for.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying, though? It seems like I can see that coming up at a certain, like, act two or three point in a movie.
Definitely. That's right. All you directors out there listening.
It has that vibe, yes.
Before we go any further, I would like each of you to identify yourself, starting with
Charlton Singleton, trumpet and vocal.
Kiana Parler, lead vocals.
Clay Ross, guitar and vocal.
Kevin Hamilton, bass.
Quentin Baxter and drums.
And they are Ranky Tanky. I love this music as soon as it was introduced to me. And I listened to it before I really knew very much about the stew of influences that your songs bring together. One can say, oh, yeah, I hear some jazz. Oh, I hear some soul. Oh, I hear some gospel. But the main chord, a main piece, is Gola music, right?
Yes.
Correct. Absolutely.
So, Charlton.
Yes.
Tell me, what's Gola?
Well, Gola, well, it all starts with the corridor, the affectionately known as the Gullah Geechee Corridor.
Meaning down in Georgia and South Carolina?
Well, actually, it stretches from the southern coast of North Carolina, and it goes down the coast to the top of Florida. And you have all these little sea islands, like off of the coast of South Carolina and Georgia area. But on these islands, many, many years ago, you had former West African slaves that lived there. And so their infused dialect, the way that they praised, the way that they did arts and crafts, the way that they prepared food, the way that they worshipped, all of those things sort of made up the Gullah culture.
And it remained distinct in a way that other African subcultures didn't for hundreds of years?
Definitely. And it's still very relevant today. Descendants of the Gullah community, I mean, you're in the presence of four of them right now, but the Gullah community...
You mean this white dude is not one of you? Is that what you're saying?
You know, no? Clay says it pretty good. He says he's a disciple of it as we...
He's a convert?
Well, yeah. I guess I'm lucky to have been adopted by these guys, yeah. and they accept me into the family. But yes, I'm a disciple of the music and not a descendant of the music.
And is Ranky Tanky a Gullah phrase? Or just you guys just made it up?
Yeah, Ranky Tanky is referenced in a song called Ranky Tanky that says, pain in my head, Ranky Tanky, pain in my feet, Ranky Tanky. To us, that translates as work it, get funky, you know, shake out those bad feelings, you know.
Those kinks.
Those
whatever.
Kinks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a great name because, as I've realized, it's really fun to say.
That's
you know.
True, yeah.
We think so, yeah.
Yeah. Yes. You four people are descendants of Gullah culture. Was that a thing when you were all growing up? Like, oh, that's what I am? Was that part of your actual identity?
I'm Quentin speaking now. We knew what Gullah was. We knew that we spoke differently as soon as we pretty much got into schools, and we had teachers from off or not from yard. So
from off meaning
from away, right?
These parts.
So when I had a teacher tell me, she said, "You all sound funny here. You talk funny," and we looked at her like, "Lady, you're the one who sounds funny," you know. But that was the beginning of us knowing that we did have a distinct cadence, a distinct language, and whether we were speaking a language or if we were speaking more in English base, but with the same cadence,
right?
So, yeah.
And is Gullah music in its pure and traditional form still performed around where you all live?
Absolutely. You can go anywhere up and down the coast and go into any traditional African-American church, and you'll find that rhythm that's there. It's the heartbeat of the community, definitely.
So how'd you all get together and start playing together? Did you grow up together? Did you know each other? How did Ranky Tanky come to be?
We have known each other for over 20 years. When we were in our early adulthood, we were really fortunate enough to all be in and around Charleston, South Carolina, many of us studying at the College of Charleston, students of jazz music. And actually, the four of us, Charlton, Quentin, Kevin, and myself, Clay, we had a jazz quartet together in the mid-90s, and it bonded us together in a really strong way so that even as we went away from one another over the next decade and a half.
Oh, really? So you had a band, and then you got back together?
Yeah, more or less. I mean, this band, Ranky Tanky, is built on 20 years of friendship, mutual respect, and knowing what we can do together as musicians. And Kiana was an absolute natural fit.
And so the idea of coming back together and creating this Gullah-based group, that was your idea?
It was, based on my experiences as a musician in the roots music world. And I saw that no one was representing Gullah and the culture of South Carolina.
Gotcha.
And so I wanted to share that with the world. I felt that it was something very special that we could offer.
And so when Clay came to you and said, "Hey, this is my idea. What do you think? What was your idea?
At first, I was a little skeptical about it because just growing up, I always just musically in our community, I just thought that was sort of the norm. The way that Clay presented it to us and said, you know, we could put our personalities into the music and not it just be in its purest form like I was used to hearing it. That's when I said to myself, oh, this sounds like something that we could make, you know, happen.
Right.
You know, different, but still paying respect to the culture.
May we hear another song?
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And this one's called what?
I think we're going to do Good Time for you now. This is the title track off of our brand new album that just came out in July.
Good time, a good time, we gon' have a time. Good time, a good time, we gon' have a time. Good time, a good time, we gon' have a time. Good time, a good time, we gon' have a time. Good time, a good time, we gon' have a time. Good time, a good time, we gon' have a time. Good time, a good time, we gon' have a time. When we all get together, we gon' have a time.
I got a letter,
shake it,
from Tennessee,
shake it.
My sweetheart,
shake it,
arriving to me,
shake it.
Oh, Brer Rabbit,
shake it.
Shake it in the tree.
Shake it.
Shake it in the mattress.
Shake it.
Shake it in the money bank.
Shake it.
Oh, baby. Chicken in the yard,
shake it.
Scratching up things,
shake it.
Way down yonder,
shake it.
Where I come from,
shake it.
The girls love boys,
shake it.
I like a hog loves corn,
shake it.
Oh, baby. With a habit,
shake it.
In my garden,
shake it.
Eating up cabbage,
shake it.
One of these days,
shake it.
It won't be long,
shake it.
You look for me here,
shake it.
And I've been gone. Oh, baby.
Shake it.
That was Ranky Tanky performing their song Good Time. We'll hear more from them in just a minute. But first, I want to remind you that you can keep up with what we're looking at and working on by following us on Twitter, at Studio 360 Show.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
And now, back to Ranky Tanky.
Shake it!
So I want to break apart, deconstruct this music of yours a little bit. So that last song, Good Time, where's the gullah part of that song?
Everything starts with the beat. There is a distinctive gullah beat. There are several ways you can deconstruct it. There is the dum 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 dum, and then in the middle of that, you can have what we call a half clap. You could have dum dum dum. Then the full jump. And in that song, you can hear elements of all three of those at some point or another. There's also the use of Quentin's tambourine, which is very prevalent in this music as well. You have to remember that in the beginning of all of this, there was no bass, there was no guitar, you know.
There weren't instruments.
Basically just had the people that were singing, they were clapping their hands, and they were stomping their feet on wooden floors.
Yeah.
And so that's the heartbeat of it all. And in all of our songs, you can find some sort of gullah rhythm or that distinctive gullah rhythm. And so that's what is the constant thread in everything.
And when I look it up and I read about it, it says, oh, it's all about polyrhythms. What does polyrhythm mean?
It means many rhythms happening, Quentin speaking. Poly means many. So there are several layers. I'm just like in every culture of the African diaspora, you will find layers of rhythms that happen. You have a bass rhythm. You have a lot of middle rhythms, and they all have their own names. And then a lot of times within a drum group or within any type of hierarchy of a church situation, you'll have the soloist or the person who's the lead person who actually gives the signal to change the rhythms or gives the signal to speed the song up. You know, so sometimes when we line hymns, sometimes the songs are almost rubato-like, but there's definitely a flow. And then the one clap or the half clap, and then it develops. It still stays in a tempo. And then towards the end of some of these hymns, the person who's leading that song will signify when we actually go straight to double time. Kind of like flamenco with, you know, when going from one style of soleus into buleus. It's a lot of these things have so much in common in that way, where it's really the final part of the song takes it through the roof.
Right.
You know, so.
Well, you mentioned flamenco, and I'm interested in other places, other music of the African diaspora, maybe, jazz, say, where we hear these bits. I mean, you know, gullah is distinct and singular, but it's not as though these techniques are exclusive to gullah music.
Well,
right?
No. Well, the thing to know and what's important to know about the gullah contributions or the place of gullah is it serves as the informant to a lot of the music that you will hear. So you mentioned jazz, and a strong emphasis of 2 and 4 is in our music as well. And Charleston as a cradle, not necessarily arguably the birthplace because that's New Orleans, but what Charleston and New Orleans have in common as sister cities and the contributions into the music and the musicians, they were inspired by the levels of improvisation and skill.
Yeah. Can you, since you've got the drum set. Can you demonstrate what we're talking about in terms of the various rhythms and syncopations?
So when we were talking about the half clap, I'll just do some variations of all of what we just talked about.
Thank you.
And that's just, that would be like three people. When we played this song, I started off with the tambourine. Uh-huh. So you'll hear some polyrhythms as a lead player now. And it goes on and on and on.
Well, I'm telling you, as you were just doing that, I heard like, wow, that's not just a cousin of New Orleans. That's a sibling.
Absolutely. The sister. The big difference between what we do and a lot of cultures, when it's really based on its ostinato. Our ostinato is a one-measure ostinato. It's one, two, three, four, one, two, three. It's the reoccurring rhythm, three, four. Where in New Orleans... 3, 4, 2, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3, 4. I get it. However, what you find the more similar rhythms that you hear in New Orleans would be more zydeco-based. And the rhythms of the Gullah culture along with the rhythms of northeastern Brazil. And now we're starting to talk about cultures that actually share that same mother, that mother beat, you know, from Africa. So, yeah.
And when you mentioned 2-4, what does that mean?
It's beats 2 and 4. So when we're playing jazz, it's 1, 2, 3, 4, 1, 2, 3. So you have that lilt.
Yep. Huh. And call and response is part of
absolutely
what you're doing here as well, right?
Yes.
Explain what that means.
Well, it was
give an example.
In the last song that we did, you know, Clay said, good time, a good time. We answered, we gonna have a time, you know, the call and response. It's definitely a major part of the Gullah culture. You have the leader that would raise up a song and basically give everyone, you know, some sort of part to sing, whether it was in the lyrics or whether it was in the rhythm or some form of fashion like that. It just depended on who that person was and their hierarchy in the church, you know.
So. Well, and it's funny. I mean, you keep talking, both of you kept talking about the church. And, of course, the call and response in the black church is
yes.
Not, I don't know if everything, but it's central. Which came first, the church or the call, music, you know?
Well, that's funny. I would say the music.
Yeah.
Because this music, and when you really look at a lot of music, whether it's rhyme, blues, or whatever, you can trace it back far enough to Africa without a church. So absolutely, the music, the congregation had congregated already. The missionary work that was successful was a lot of descendants and a lot of African Americans, a lot of blacks coming together in a church saying, okay, Christianity is going to be
our thing,
basically
now.
Our thing, and we're going to take these songs and we're going to do our thing to it. And so the music married the message in that way.
Gotcha. You guys are great, and I love your music, and Charlton, and Kiana, and Clay, and Kevin, and Quentin, thank you very much.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Will you play us out with one more song?
Of course.
Absolutely.
Yeah. We're going to do an original song of ours, also on our new album, Good Time. This is called All For You.
It's a quarter past eight. Get this money up so I can dirty my plate. Ain't gonna catch no fish unless you use the right bait. Up in the house singing shoo-la-loo. I'm over yonder waiting till you get through. Sorry, but I got me something better to do. All for you, all for you, all for you, yeah, all for you. Oh, my love, it is all for you. Off your feet, got a spit on that broom. Hopped in your seat, gave your legs more room. On my right shoulder, where they keep the full moon. Struggling in the vineyard, ain't gather no grapes. Toss them in the basket for the making his bait. Better straighten up, for it's getting too late. All for you, all for you, all for you, yeah, all for you. All my loving is all for you. All for you, all for you, all for you, yeah, all for you. All my loving is all for you. Mm-hmm. to talking one day. Funky said lion, he's the king in every way. But not everybody here see it that way. They talked about your mama and your grandma too. Too polite to say what they said about you. Too polite to say if what they say is true. All for you, all for you, all for you, yeah, all for you. All my loving is all for you. All for you, all for you, all for you, yeah, all for you. All my loving is all for you. All my loving is all for you.
That is All For You off Ranky Tanky's new album, Good Time, performed live here in Studio 360. That album is out now, and you can catch Ranky Tanky on tour across America through the spring. And if you're around New York, they'll be playing at the Blue Note in New York City on November 5th and 6th. Our session was engineered by Irene Trudell at WNYC.
First take.
Thanks for listening, and you can subscribe to Studio 360 wherever you get podcasts.